Usually during this time of year, outrigger canoe paddlers across the state would be spending their days practicing. On the weekend, they would cheer on their clubs as athletes ages 12 to 80 compete in regattas. During the first week of August, they would be racing in the state championship before transitioning to the long distance season. But all that has changed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mike Atwood is the president of the Hawaii Canoe Racing Association, which includes six member associations, two on Oahu and one each on Kauai, Maui, Molokai, and Hawaii Island. He spoke with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about the current state of affairs for paddling clubs.
All the regatta season on all the islands has been canceled because of the COVID-19 virus. And the majority of the long distance races, partly because of the disease and partly because of the restrictions by the county and state governments as far as issuing permits, each of one of the events that the clubs and the associations try to put on need either a marine event permit or some type of a right of entry permit to the area where the event's going to be held. And the state and the counties right now are not letting those permits be signed and approved because of the current condition. So right now, all of our races, regattas and long distance, are on hold, and we're waiting to see that hopefully things will change and all of our paddlers can start to get back into the canoes, although at this point some of the associations have been told by their counties, and each county is doing it differently, that they can get in practice. There's no racing allowed, but minimal amount of paddlers can get into the canoes and do organized practices with the recommended protective guidelines, social distancing, face masks, sanitizing, all those. As long as those are followed, then the clubs can let their paddlers get back into the canoe.
So with social distancing guidelines being about 6 feet, does that mean an outrigger canoe with six seats, you're only looking about three people, maybe two people inside?
Yeah, that's correct. If you follow it to the rule, and because each association is governed by their county rules, and each county is governed by perhaps the state rules or perhaps by what the mayor thinks is right for each island, there's some allowances there for team sports, not just outrigger canoe paddling, but with outrigger canoe paddling as an example, the majority of the people in a six-person canoe all sit within probably 3 feet of each other, spaced out over most canoes are between 40 and 45 feet long. So the seating definitely would not allow the six-foot separation, but because the amount of time allotted to the canoes when they go out and practice, which is, I think, and again, it's different on each island, it ranges from a half an hour to an hour where you can be in the canoe, and then when you come back in, you have to sanitize the canoe, and then it usually takes several people to pick the canoe up, so you wouldn't be able to socially distance there either, but you, at that point, the counties are saying, put on your face masks, which you don't have to wear while you're in the canoe exercising, but when you're taking the canoe out of the water, after your pow with your workout and you're done sanitizing the canoe, the face masks have to be on. And then no social mingling afterwards. That's always a big part about rigger canoe paddling, is the social aspect of seeing your friends and how you feel after a workout, all of that. But that is no longer allowed because of the social distancing. So, and at that point, too, once you're in a group, you need to put on your face mask, and then go wherever it is you're going after practice. The Molokai Hawaii and the Nawahine Okekai are considered pretty much the championships of long-distance paddling. There's some other really good races, long-distance races that the paddlers look forward to. Also, there's one on Kauai, there's a couple on Oahu, there's one from Maui to Molokai, there's one on the Big Island, and those are all part of the season, but the culmination of the season has always been for the Waihini, the Nawahine Okekai, which is towards the end of September, and then the Molokai Hoi, which is always the first or second weekend in October. And a variety of reasons led to those cancellations. Some were economic, ability for people to pay to travel, many of whom probably lost their jobs and lost the revenue that they would need to be able to pay for the travel and the expenses while they were here. There were logistics problems with getting canoes from the different islands to Molokai, and then after the Nawahine, getting them from Oahu to Molokai for the Molokai Hoi. So that was one of the conditions. And then another factor was because the majority of the worldwide outrigger canoe paddlers' seasons had been either suspended or canceled, they weren't able to train for a race of that length and also the physical condition that's needed to be in an event like that. So there were a number of different factors that led to the cancellation of both the Nabahini Okakai and the Molokai Hoi.
So it sounds like, at least for 2020, we're powering things. What about for 2021? What are you looking at this stage?
Well, we certainly want to be optimistic. Not being able to get into the canoe at all is discouraging and frustrating, but it's certainly outweighed by the potential outcome of getting people together and what could happen. But there's so many different variables right now that are uncertain and unsettled that we don't know for sure what will be happening in 2021. As I said, we're optimistic and we hope things will fall into place. Having a vaccine, having disease controlled in areas not only within Hawaii, but in areas around the world with people from there that want to travel to Hawaii would definitely be a big step towards getting back to somewhat of a normal life. But 2021 is still, you can make plans, but they can't be definite. And all we can do is wait and see as things develop what, how it impacts us and our sport. And not only our sport, but our personal lives. And throughout this whole thing, all of our paddlers recognize that paddling is a very big part of our life. It's a very important part. It's cultural, it's traditional, it's physical, it's fun. And we certainly miss doing that, but we recognize what is going on around us, and that's a lot bigger picture than outrigger canoe paddling.
Maintaining canoe clubs is not an inexpensive endeavor. I know there's a lot of fundraising that's going on, and canoes cost a lot of money to maintain. And are there any clubs that you're hearing from? Are they having any financial trouble or worried about that aspect?
No, I haven't heard yet from any of the clubs, which doesn't mean that it isn't potentially happening or has happened. But there's just kind of a double-edged sword. When you don't have all of the activities and all of the demands that are placed on a club, you don't really need to raise as much money to be able to operate for that year. On the other hand, there's still, as you pointed out, with canoe maintenance, and there's insurance that needs to be purchased, there's still expenses. And the clubs that have kind of planned ahead, not knowing that they were going to be experiencing something like this, but planned ahead financially, are should be in a fairly good position. But the majority of the clubs that I'm communicating with and aware of their fiscal approach to 2020 and 2021 is they're just cutting way back on any expenses that are not necessary. If they can hold off on fixing a canoe for a little while, knowing that it may not be needed, if they can hold off on some of the maintenance for their allows, just keeping the grounds, keeping the facilities like that, that any of those things that might cost money, they're either finding ways to not have to spend the money or they're not having the expense occur at all.
With the clubs that you're in contact with, what have you heard? What's common concerns or questions you hear from them?
They get confused by what they see and hear in the media, and they look to us to try to give some type of guidelines and some type of structure, and we do that as much as possible. But the majority of them are just concerned with not being able to be around their friends and their families that paddle, getting the opportunity to get out on the ocean and, you know, the normal things that are part of outrigger canoe paddling. But they also all recognize that this is something that none of us have ever experienced before, and we all kind of need to try as much as possible to figure out together how we can deal with it. And different ideas come up as far as training methods, as far as things you can do with some of the equipment while it's not being used. So the majority of the clubs that I've been in touch with are just, they're looking optimistically, but they're also looking at it realistically, that they can only do what's allowed socially and physically, and want to deal with that as much as possible, and hopefully things will change. So they're all optimistic that it is going to happen, but they just kind of go with the flow and wait to see when they're given a green light to get back to somewhat of a degree of normalcy.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I think what we're finding is the clubs are starting to rely on the cultural values of Hawaiian koa canoe racing, and it's respect for the sea and for the land and for each other, and understanding that this is not a permanent thing. that we're going to be able to get through it. And as long as we're literally in the same canoe working together, we're going to be able to accomplish what we want to. And it's also given us a much better understanding of sometimes favorably, sometimes not, with how the government does things, how they communicate, how they deal with problems, how they give instructions and rules and requirements. And it's all just kind of a learning process for all of us. So, because the Hawaiian Canoe Racing Association has been around so long, we've got a really strong foundation of members who know how to work with each other and understand our strengths and understand our weaknesses and work with all of that to move forward.
That was Mike Atwood, president of the Hawaiian Canoe Racing Association. Another event canceled was the International Va'a Federation Sprint Championships, scheduled for August in Hilo. The event, which is held every 2 years, would have featured teams from several countries, including Tahiti, Australia, and Brazil. Hawaii last hosted the event in 2004.